What the fuck is kitchen table poly?
Okay.
Okay. So.
So Riley, you know you have that table in your basement that's kind of wobbly.
We've leapfrogged him from like what is being transgender, which he still doesn't have a full like read on yet, all the way up to the next stage of that, which is what the fuck is kitchen table poly? You're going into the 201 class without having passed the 101.
He's at the child's polyamory museum, and the placard on the wall just says, "What is kitchen table poly?" with a question mark, and there's a diorama of a munch. Yeah.
There's a diorama of a munch.
That's right.
With Robert Munch.
Of Robert Munch.
Yeah.
Diorama of Robert Munch.
Would you get to join me and my various polyamory friends at the Edvard Munch?
It's a screen.
Oh, this is horrible. Oh, no.
This is full of nerdy white women talking like ooky spooky kittens. Yeah.
I straight up don't want to tell you what kitchen table poly is.
That's fine. I you know what? Honestly, I don't need
okay,
to.
Okay, you know how regular polyamory works, right?
There's no tables.
Barely. I have poly friends, and I've kind of figured it out
You know how you meet one of your poly friends, and they're not kitchen table poly, so they're sitting around in a circle of chairs, and they're eating turkey off the floor in the middle of it? Mm-hmm. Imagine if there was a table
that's
in the center.
Grim. Yeah.
I feel like if I canvassed all of the poly people that I know, a couple of them would be like, yeah, that's what I'm into. I'm into, like, eating off the floor or whatever.
I mean...
What is eating off the floor?
That's the next diorama over.
Wait, is that a term?
Yeah.
Did I just use a term?
I think we should really start gaslighting Riley into thinking that there's terms he's never heard of.
Uh-huh. You know? Oh, you mean eating off the floor, Polly?
Yeah.
You're not familiar with this?
So there's kitchen table poly, eating off the floor poly,
rolled up in a rug party.
There's balancing a plate on your knees to watch TV poly.
Yeah. Oh, there's the TV tray poly. That's
TV tray.
There's the hungry man dinner poly.
That sounds like a voter demographic. Like, Kathy Hochul needs to get upstate New York's kitchen TV tray poly community if she wants to get a second term.
If you're anything, you're small plates poly. You're the kind of poly where you get in a relationship with a new person and you say, okay, have you been here before? Do you know how it works? And they say no. And you say, okay, so it's kind of like a tapas style small plates experience. We recommend getting 2 to 3 things per person.
Yeah, as you go down the sheet of paper with the list of names, as you swipe through field, the farther you go, that's you need to order less of that. You know, like at the top, the first people you see, you want to get maybe 4 or 5 of those because it's like very quick.
Yeah, that's like olives and cod roe, basically.
Yeah.
Like a whipped cod roe.
I'm into small plates poly because it all kind of comes at once.
We see Riley at the party and he's on field swiping through and it's just photos of olives.
Okay.
Yeah, just various women named Olive. I'm on the Olive subsection of field looking at various of Olives.
Oh, I didn't know you were a chaser.
going back for more Olives.
As a partnered monogamous person, that would be the perfect thing for me. Is just like a version where it's just like, hey, it'll match you with dishes. Yeah. Oh, TM, copyright. Because no one's ever tried to make Tinder for restaurants before.
Yeah. I'm in a sort of kitchen table monogamy myself, which is what I call it when me and my wife have breakfast together.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's very nice. And then sometimes there's the dining room table monogamous and then the coffee table monogamy.
Yeah, I mean, a dining room table to me denotes a sort of wealth that I can't imagine.
Yeah, well, if you're really bougie, what you'd have is like garden table, Polly, you know, because you're outside, you have a garden.
But you got to cover the garden table or it'll get like algae on it. Yeah. So I have to cover my polycule because it's raining.
Getting them all out of the tarp.
All right. Ushering 8 people who were eating off the floor under a tarp.
Other Olive. Olive's partner, Olive 2.
Kalamata.
This is my girlfriend, Tapenade with an X.
I think she resigned from the Eric Adams administration.
Eric Adams is I'm having a sense memory of Eric Adams. He's what is his position that he holds in city government?
I don't know. Like before you answer that, Massey, I want to ask you. New York City, as a resident of New York City, would you say that New York City is the city that you love?
That's, I'd say it's the city so nice they named it twice because I love it so much. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you yeah. wouldn't in that situation say it's the city which New Yorkers love. That would be a bizarre, insane thing to say.
We'll get back to that. Yeah, so it is an episode of No Gods, No Mares, I think. Mm. This is a bonus, as if you couldn't tell from the...
You're getting a preview of every episode once we've run out of mayors, where it just kind of becomes mayors. Like a kitchen table podcast, and we're just kind of like just bullshitting more Look, than we already did.
Yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
have so many more mayors, like blue chip mayors, to go.
I will open up the mayoral master list right now, yeah, and we can see what we're at.
I see 93 mayors listed.
That's a decent yeah. number of mayors. I mean, some of these mayors are pretty obscure. Like, I think it's. It's going to take us a while before we get to like Francisca Giffey, but like we'll get there. Yeah. You know,
I've got my next marrying episode, I've got an obscure one on the docket for myself because that's sort of like my niche I'm finding is strange little guys.
I don't want to give too much away here. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give you too much of a peek behind the curtain at our mayors. These mayors are our secret, you know?
We're kitchen table mayors.
I do see in the notes section one of these, and I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just going to say that one of Massey's friends is listed in the thing as asking to come on for this mayor specifically due to, and this is listed as long-standing grudge. So if That's you right. have a lot, this is the kind of like pitch that I make to you, right? Is that if you have a long-standing grudge with a particular mayor, pitch us on that immediately.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
pretty
yes.
certain the show accounts DMs are open. So I like, so.
Yeah, yeah,
go
yeah.
for it. You know, tell us yeah. about that mayor you hate.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because you know why. Your lived experience of the mayor is going to be different from what we can glean from local news, especially if it's not in English. Yeah. Do you live in Italy? We want to hear about your mayor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you live in Via Reggio? Tell us about the mayor of Via Reggio.
Yeah. Yeah, after Riley gets done asking you a bunch of questions about Barolo.
Yeah. Via Reggio would be not quite Barolo country.
Montepulciano or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Via Reggio is a beach town, baby.
Yeah, I would say also, yeah, this is the first mayorless episode in terms of there's no mayor of the episode. We are sort of in the No Gods, No Mayors commune. We've built a defensive barricade around the podcast.
Yeah, finally, we got rid of the last mayors. I think we can call this episode after George Garner, the mayor of McColl, and then do...
Okay.
Because that's like...
Yeah.
And then we will, like, we can talk about the
others. I mean, practically what this is a mayoral roundup.
Yeah, this is municipal roundup.
It's something we've done on Well, There's Your Problem before when there's too much news is we'll just do an oops, all news episode. In the same way, the municipal roundup has like expanded so rapidly that it's taken over an entire episode.
Yeah. Yeah.